I am actually the health promotion officer in this office, and we are going to cover in what context we are working on the immunization issue in the border. What is the immunization program, the regional immunization program in PAHO? The vaccination week in America, how it can influence in the behavior of healthcare providers and the general public in the border. What our office is doing on immunization, what are the challenges, the current challenges, and finally conclusions about 10 years of collaboration. In a little bit of context, we have a special and unique characteristic in the border. We have a constant flow of people from both sides of the border, as you can see in that graphic, in that map. We cover from the East Coast, from the Gulf of Mexico to the West Coast, and 100 miles in both sides of the line. And this is the most traffic border in the world. So we have a lot of work to do over there. What is the main issue with immunization? Children usually cross the U.S. To the U.S. For school, for another new way of living because of the migration of the special issues in the south of the border. And they go with the cartilla de vacunación, the vaccination chart. That vaccination chart is a very special because Mexico has a complete immunization scheme. But the problem is the healthcare providers in the US side don't know in totally what means that scheme. So we have a problem there because the result is missing or double doses for children, and it's a cost in human resources, economic resources, and also pain and stress for the children, and also create a new form of discrimination in these children. What is the PAHO immunization program? In 1977, the PAHO Directing Council made a resolution. The Directing Council is ruled and headed by the Minister and Secretaries of Health of all countries in America. So they create the expanded program of immunization with three goals: achieve equitable and sustained reduction of vaccine-preventable diseases, morbidity and mortality, promote and coordinate technical cooperation, and seek strategic alliances with the public, social, and private sectors. These goals, we are going to see how they are being reflected in the U.S.-Mexico border. In these 35 years, from 1977 to 2012, we have done a lot, but we have still a lot of work to do. These are the milestones in some specific years. For example, in 1979, just to mention a few, the creation of the Revolving Fund. The Revolving Fund is a cooperation fund from help countries with low income to get the vaccines at lower price. Then we have, for example, in 1994, we have the region certified free of polio. This is the first region in the world who has this goal accomplished. Then we have another introduction of new vaccines at that time, like MMR, hepatitis B, HIV. In 2003, it is the point of the beginning of the first vaccination week in America. This is an example from the whole world, and we are going to see in a few slides ahead how it is an example. In the next following year, our office, together with the Secretaries of Health of the U.S. and Mexico, create the first national vaccination week, National Infant Week and Health Vaccination Week in the U.S.-Mexico border, each one headed by the main organizations in the area. In 2005, we have the Alliance for HPV introduction, like it marked the beginning of immunization coverage, not just for children, but thinking about the whole family. That was reinforced the next following year when we start talking about We have to protect the whole family, not just the children. In 2009, there is another big issue, the pandemic H1N1, and that changed the way how to look and how to work with the vaccination issue. And this year, this is the main issue, the first World Immunization Week. Taking as example as the vaccination week of the America, the rest of the regions of the world, the rest of the region, the WHO regions, adapted this vaccination week as a mean to go further, to communicate, inform, and train people, healthcare personnel, and general public about the benefits of the vaccination. The global vaccination plan, what looks for? Looks for the family immunization. Introducing new disease, new vaccines for preventable diseases like rotavirus, pneumococcal, HPV. Partnership, it's very important, the local and political partnership, because this is the way to make it sustainable. And assure supply of safe vaccines. And these actions together go in getting the Millennium Development Goals, especially the those one related to the health, 3, 4, 5, and also with the partnership, I'm sorry, 4, 5, 6, and also with the partnership with Millennium Development Goal number 8. This is what I was talking about, the Vaccination Week of the Americas. Starting in 2003 in the whole region, in 2004 starting in the U.S.-Mexico border, and also what accomplishments have been done until reach 2012 with the World Vaccination Week. This Vaccination Week contributes to three goals: protecting the achievements, measles elimination. That we are not talking about eradication, but we have elimination of measles in the region of the Americas. Polio eradication, like the last case shown in 1978, and it was in the rural area of Peru. And completing childhood schedules. The unfinished agenda, we are not going to have a finished agenda as always. We will have always something to do. Increase access to vaccination. We are not going to have 100% coverage, never. Prevention of seasonal influenza, that's a new issue. Beginning at 6 months of age, everybody must be vaccinated against influenza. Protecting the occupational risk group. Which one? Healthcare providers, the first one. The adults handling children, the second one. Teachers. And the new challenges, introduction of new vaccines, such as rotavirus and pneumococcal and other ones, like dengue, for example, who are making now the preliminary proof, malaria, etc. And this can be accomplished only if we maintain the immunization on the political agenda. That's why it's very important to have our partners in the political section. In the border, we are going to apply these goals. So, and we start with example. That's me in one of the meetings in Mexico getting vaccines from influenza. So, protect achievements. We celebrate the national the Vaccination Week in America in conjunction with the National Infant Immunization Week, which is from the U.S., and National Health Week in Mexico. Mexico has 3 weeks, National Health Weeks, and one of them coincides with the National Infant Immunization Week. So we have key partners, and we work closely with the United States-Mexico Border Health Commission, the CDC, HHS, the Health Services Secretary, the Health Secretariat of Mexico, Border State Health Departments, Mexican Consulates through Ventanillas de Salud, Windows of Health, Human Resources Service Administration, HRSA, as well as with multiple public and private collaboration in the 10 border states, 4 in the U.S., 6 in Mexico. As you can see in the pictures, in the photos over there, so you see training people, helping with the supply of medicine in order to get safe vaccines. For example, the change of cold, that's very important to how to handle the vaccines, creating a record of the vaccine so people who get vaccinated in one side of the border can get the record accurately to the other side. and also participating in political events. As you see in the top right of the slide, those are very important people from the border who get together every year to reinforce the commitment to work together against immunopreventable diseases. How am I doing, you beings? I'm okay with the time? Good. So, another way to accomplish, to get the goals is the immunization comparison tools. Each state in the U.S., you know that the United States has a normal parameter of vaccines given by CDC, but each state adapted it to their own needs. So, each state, beginning with California in the left, going to Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, create their own charge of comparison of vaccination schemes. What is this useful? Because their healthcare providers, especially those working in the school, the school nurses, they have this kind of material so they can compare what kind of child they are receiving and what kind of vaccines they already have. So they can not duplicate efforts and spending resources. But this is the problem. The problem is that not all the healthcare providers have these tools. So that's our commitment to work with them, to work with the health departments, to let them know that there is a tool, and this tool can be very useful to not duplicate or miss doses. I want to say a little bit about this one. This one is the Texas comparison tool, and this one we work closely with the CDC in Texas and with the Department of State, Health Department in Texas too, and the Secretary of Health in Mexico. So this is updated year after year. This is the 2012 edition. The problem with the other ones is that they are not updated. If you go to their webpage, and these are from previous years. So we are trying to working with them also in order to update it. And the last one is the CDC comparison tool. They have already a comparison tool too, but they are in general schemes. Good. The second one is complete the unfinished agenda. And here is the political context. For example, every year there is a different city who proclaim the vaccination week because this is the place where the inauguration will take place. We have also professional education, target doctors, nurses, practice managers, staff, and promoters. And this is very important, the promotores de salud. The promoters and more than 20,000 people were trained until now. In the whole border since 2004 from the first vaccination week. And what we have as a result, increase of coverage, improved routine immunization programs by extending to segments of population that are often excluded. And I have a little chart just to make an example. The average in vaccination coverage in people younger than 15 months old. It was in, for example, in USA, 81%, and in 2020, 83%. In El Paso, it was 82, and it was raised to 88. In Juarez, that's the next city to El Paso in the Mexican side, we had 95% and 97% in the same years. Why this disparity? Why the U.S. normally has lower immunization coverage than the Mexican side? There is a lot of reasons, but most of them are there is not an active search of people in Mexico. In Mexico, they have the vaccination campaigns, and the health personnel go home to home, house to house, looking for people to get vaccinated. The other one is the communication. Here, we have the possibility to say, I don't want my child get vaccinated until school. 1 minute, right? Okay. And the last one is meet new challenge. That was I was talking about, new vaccines, the HIV vaccine, malaria, tuberculosis, etc. What are the challenges? Information. We need to preserve the information. We need to reinforce the information, eliminate myths, and distinguish bad from reliable information. Internet is a very powerful tool, but it's also a very dangerous tool. And we have to teach the people, the public, the general public, how to handle this, how to look for the reliable information to get the best information able to the welfare of their children. Education and training, vaccination comparison tools, and trainings for the healthcare providers, and communication. This is the best slogan I can find, and it's between CDC and PAHO, by the way. It's love them, protect them, immunize them. It's an act of love. Most of the people said, oh, no, I don't want to get my child suffer for this, so I don't get him vaccinated. And political engagement is the last challenge. Proclamations, resolutions, conclusions. In the last 10 years, the collaboration between PAHO and other institutions in the both sides of the border has been strengthened in order to increase immunization coverage. This decrease in equity, everybody must have access to vaccines. And enhance community participation and public awareness about the benefits of vaccines in immune-preventable diseases. The Vaccination Weeks in America was introduced in 2004 in order to promote and increase immunization coverage through institutional strengthening and community. Finally, immunization is the most cost-effective public health strategy and one of the most socially accepted. This is the main phrase, the main message we have to send to our political leaders because they have to invest in this because of this. The foundation of this success is based on the work done every day by thousands of committed public health workers who are proud of this program. Who is not proud to work in the health section? Only who has the ability like you to work in this. Thank you so much.